Good morning. This is February 11th, 2024. I want to look at a chapter that's one of my all-time favorites because it is so specific as to what we are to do. Particularly in our effort to do healing work. Actually, we should say to allow healing work. So I don't believe we ever did this entire chapter. And the name of the chapter is Peace. Peace. Be still. And it comes from the book Consciousness Unfolding. And it begins with the quote, "Peace, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." Of course, the world, when you get something from the world, you sort of pull it in. But when my peace descends upon you, it flows out. "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And that's John 14:27. This first paragraph, I suggest that you become this first paragraph. My peace, the peace of Christ. More healings have been brought about through absolute silence than through all the arguments, the affirmations and denials, metaphysicians have thought up in the whole history of the world. Think of that. More healings have taken place since the whole history of the world through absolute silence. When you are called upon for help, sit down and get at peace. Now, that doesn't mean sit down, close your eyes, take a deep breath, let it out, and you have attained peace. That's not the peace that passes understanding. When you are called upon for help, sit down and get at peace. Think no thoughts. Just sit and wait. Wait. Be patient. Wait for the peace of the Christ to descend upon you. In that moment of peace, without a word, you will witness healing. The descent of Christ's peace within you, you bear witness to that. You watch it. You feel it. You say, "I felt that peace descend upon me. I felt it flow into me." It's something totally distinct from anything the mind or body can give you. And when you feel it, when you bear witness to it, healing takes place. You don't heal, you bear witness. The only value a treatment has is to lift us to the point or place in consciousness where we are ready for spiritual consciousness to unfold. We are now in a different position from the one in which we found ourselves when we were functioning with treatments. We have come to the place in consciousness where we are ready for the next higher step. Even if mental argument, affirmation, and denial were necessary to us in the early days of our work, we can now leave such forms alone or behind. Now, have you caught that so far? My peace descends, and you bear witness to it. And that's the secret of healing. Ah, but how do you attain my peace? Well, you don't attain it. It's a gift. You remember my dream? I was floating above the world, not the entire world, above my town, and over the trees, the tops of the trees and the buildings, and I started to sink. So I flapped my arms as hard as I could to go up higher, and it didn't have any effect. I continued to sink. Suddenly, the arms of Christ were around me and lifted me up into the sky. And a voice, a still small voice, whispered in my ear, "You don't have to work that hard." Showing me that it's not the flapping of the arms, it's not the mental affirmations or denials, it's not knowing a lot of words, it's leaning back into the Christ, feeling its presence. You don't have to work that hard. Those of us who have been listening for, some of us, many years, you don't have to work that hard. And he'll tell you later on in this chapter what to do. Learn to sit down and relax. Whether the case brought to you is sin, disease, death, or unemployment, whether or not it is serious, sit down and relax. And here's some instructions. Do not try to handle it. Do not try to work on it. Do not try to treat it. Sit back and in silence, create a kind of vacuum for God, for the Christ, to rush in. Sit down and relinquish the thought that the human mind is a healer. Christ is the healer. It wasn't my arms flapping, it was Christ. The essence of the whole work we are doing is this. God is. God is, so let God work in us and through us to its own end and as its own creation. Instead of continuing to use the words God, 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 let the actual realization of God do the work, since God is. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. If we have a problem, we take it with us wherever we go. We travel to far places, but we take ourselves with us. We must stop all such futile efforts. The human mind is not the Christ. For many years, mental efforts have been tried. The words of the Bible are, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." What good, then, is all this thinking that we have been doing? The truth of the matter is that the human mind plays no part in any healing. The only factor in spiritual healing work is the Christ. So I'm sorry, but someone has to pull the rug out from under you if you are ever going to rely on Christ, on God, on Spirit. Your thoughts, even your thoughts of statements of truth, even your affirmations, even your thoughts of Scripture, your thoughts play absolutely no part in any healing. Spiritual healing means that healing which comes from one's realized Christ consciousness. "My peace I give unto you. In that peace that passeth understanding, in that quiet, in that stillness, the peace of God, the power of God, is made manifest, and it does the work." Is that plain? So now, when you sit down to meditate, especially if someone has asked for help, you are to do exactly what our Master, Christ Jesus, said. Take no thought. You are to sit still. Oh, if you are just starting, you just sat down. Yes, you can take thought to help you not take thought. You can sit down and say to yourself or think to yourself, "Peace. Be still. Or the shortened version, stop. But after that, to continue to think means you think your thinking can do something, and it cannot. Christ within you, consciousness within you, the Father within, He doeth the works. He is the only healer. In our work, many people seem to come wanting only loaves and fishes. But with that, we need not be concerned. We are not to be concerned with what they appear to want. We just sing our song. Those who can receive it will. Others may not be ready. You will find that more healings take place through just a smile, through the simple recognition of the presence of God, than will ever take place through any mental striving, and they will be purer, sweeter, and more lasting healings because they will be the descent of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Christ itself, coming into consciousness and dispelling the errors of sense. When you look at this, it's really obvious. How can you get a hold of Christ and make it descend into your consciousness? It's ridiculous. You can't. You can't. But you send out an invitation when you are silent, when you are still, when you are listening. That's the same as saying, "Come in, Father. I stand at the door and knock. Come in. Here is a place for you without thought, without words, without self. It's empty." And in the 16th century, it was said, "God abhors a vacuum. Can't abide a vacuum anywhere under heaven, large or small. All you have to do is become empty of self, and automatically you're full of God." I have had so many examples of this that I can't believe I sometimes still forget. I had another dream, and in that dream, I was being attacked. There was Moses, or a symbol of Moses, was in front of me, and I had a hold of a weasel, was baring its fangs at me, and I had it by the body, but it was snapping, and I felt the breath of a second one on my neck behind me. And suddenly I said, "God, the real God, take over." And I let go. And the weasels disappeared, and I felt enveloped by the presence. You see, the law, Moses, is the false god. Good and evil. And if you're good, you'll have harmony. But the real God is that presence which dissolves even evil, even the appearance of snapping weasels. Just what is required to walk on the water, to dispel the storm? Is it some mental argument, a denial, or an affirmation? All that Jesus said to the storm was, "Peace, be still." That was all. Just peace, be still. Everyone who has done healing work knows the healing has taken place when the sense of peace, that realization of the Christ, has been experienced. When the sense of peace, that realization of the Christ, has been experienced. He may not know how or why, but let me tell you the how and the why of it. It is because the state of consciousness of the practitioner is in that peace, and did not fight, oppose, or resist the error or claim. That is the reason for the healing. Now, we are told, resist not. Don't fight. You don't have to work that hard. Lean back. Rest. My peace I give unto you. Can you wait and let me flood you with my peace? Then you will see a healing. You will witness, bear witness. You will behold a healing. This I learned through an actual experience in the first year of my practice. A man suffering from tuberculosis was brought to my office by a friend of his. When I agreed to help him, he mentioned the difficulty he had in eating solid food because of pyorrhea and asked for some help for this condition also. I assured him that I would help him with that too. But in my youthful enthusiasm, I forgot all about the pyorrhea. However, the following morning he called and said, "What have you done to me? I have just spent 5 minutes with the stiff toothbrush, having a wonderful time, and I could not move any of my teeth. And I'm sure there was no bleeding." That gave me something to think about. It was my first experience with forgetting something. But my second experience was to come soon after, when a telephone call came for help for a severe headache. The patient who was in my office at the time the call came, recognized the urgency of the call, and at once proceeded to leave. But before she had reached the door, the telephone rang again, and the young woman who was suffering from the headache reported that the pain had disappeared. It had been an instantaneous healing. Such things do not happen to a person in this work without causing him to question how. Either these things are accidents, isolated instances, which might have happened anyway, or they are revealing a principle. As I studied and observed closely any and everything which would help to reveal the secret, I learned this. Healing is not brought about by the human mind. It is done by a state of consciousness imbued with the Christ. Christ consciousness is the understanding that disease does not exist as a reality and does not have to be fought. The very act of forgetting shows that the practitioner does not take it too seriously. Now, you have to be careful here, because the mind, which is the enemy, will tell you, "Oh, I forgot to work for Mary last night." Yes. And so you'll say, your mind will say to you, "Ah, that's what Joel was talking about." And then you'll get a call from Mary that says it's worse. Who says, "Keep working." And you'll realize that's not the type of forgetfulness he's talking about. The type of forgetfulness he's talking about is when you sit down to meditate for Mary, and she tells you, "I have a foot that's swollen way up." And you sit down to meditate, and you remember, I don't have to work that hard. I'm not working on resisting or treating or anything to do with the foot. I am here to find that inner peace which Christ gives to me. I, within, give unto you my peace. Rest, rest in my peace. And you are standing still. You feel an inner flooding of a presence you know as Christ. Ah, you say. And then when you get up and go about your business, you may have to take some letters to the post office, pick up a few groceries, stop by and fill up your tank. And then on the way home, you remember, oh, I forgot all about her foot. I forgot to treat. I forgot to do anything. And yet when you get home, there's a message saying, thank you, the swelling went down. That's the kind of forgetfulness he's talking about. You had a legitimate meditation for the person asking for help, but really for the peace that descends. And so it was legitimate. But in the meditation, in the stillness, you forgot the problem. And the problem disappeared. Christ consciousness. The one who is showing forth the Christ light, the Christ healing light, is the one who is not making a reality of error, is not fighting it, but in a peaceful recognition of the fact that God is the life of individual being, quietly realizes, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. You don't have to work that hard. Christ will lift you. You don't have to work that hard. Christ will lift you. One person sitting in a room in silence, in a state of receptivity, can have that silence and that peace which he experiences felt by a room full of people. How then can we measure what can happen with little groups scattered around the world, all maintaining this great power of silence, this inner peace? I think we, 225 of us, should be one such group of people. I think every time you turn on the news, and maybe you see that Russia has bombed Ukraine again, or Ukraine has bombed Russia, or Israel has bombed Gaza, or Hamas has bombed Israel, or Iran is about to have nuclear power. Every time you see such a thing, why can't you sit down, get silent, feel the inner peace, and release that? Why can't I? Well, I can, and I am. We can make a difference. We can release this peace into the world. If your consciousness is imbued with peace, with silence, then it is imbued with power. And so this peace is power. Healing takes place through the consciousness of the practitioner. The state of your consciousness will determine the healing of those who come to you. Not that the healing power is yours as a person. The healing power is the presence of God, the Spirit of God, appearing as your individual consciousness. You do not have this healing power unless you have consciousness that is at one with divine love, a consciousness that is at one with the peace which passes all understanding. Now he tells you you can use this in more ways, or rather not use it, you can practice this in more ways than just healing work. When you go out into the business world, if you really want to be successful, if you want to sell something or buy something or bring to consummation any kind of business transaction, do as you do with healing. Go with peace in your consciousness. Do not go with the fearful or doubting consciousness or with the fretful consciousness, or you will impart that state of your consciousness to the one with whom you do business, and he will feel it. Rather, go with this silence in your heart. Go in a state of peace. If necessary, before making your business call, go off somewhere for a minute or two, sit down, and get that sense of peace before you start. Then see what that sense of peace will do. See what it has already done. The state of peace in your consciousness is a state of receptivity. Now, we are told that everyone who receives him is given power to become the sons of God. And you receive him by becoming receptive. And you are receptive when you are still, when you are in a state of peace. In a state of peace, you receive him. Ultimately, we are going to learn the greatest of all secrets, the secret that hitherto has been known only to a very few, the secret of what God is. If we study the scriptures, if we study the philosophies and religious teachings of the world, we are likely to come to the conclusion that God is something very far off, something that is very seldom contacted, and something that very seldom answers prayer in accordance with our wishes, needs, or desires. Because The world has no knowledge of what God is. It keeps on. Generation after generation after generation praying for world peace and not achieving it. Praying for life, health, immortality, and yet not achieving them. If we are Christians, we should at least know where God is, because Jesus told us, the kingdom of God is within you. That alone would have been a wonderful foundation, if only we had believed it. If our fathers, grandfathers, and others who preceded us had spent the past 2,000 years seeking the kingdom of God within, by this time it would have been found and made manifest. Instead, all the generations which have preceded us have turned to some master on a platform, or have turned their eyes to the skies, or have looked in every direction except the one where they were told to look, within. The time has come in this century for us to begin looking for that kingdom within our own being, for that is where we shall find God. And of course, last week we had that meditation on consciousness. God and consciousness are one. Consciousness is within, and so God is within, and that Christ peace is within. But you can't scramble and try to pull it in. No, the instructions are, don't work that hard. Don't resist, don't fear, don't fight, don't treat. I will give it to you. I have come that you might have peace. Then you will find that God is life eternal, and God is infinite consciousness. But you will find also one more thing than that. You will find that this divine consciousness is manifesting itself as your individual consciousness. And ultimately, you will be able to say, I and my Father, my consciousness, are one. My consciousness and God consciousness are one. We must know the nature of God, and we must experience God, which is not anything, well, it can be profound, but it can be as simple as experiencing this inner peace that descends upon you. And you know it's spiritual peace and not mental peace. You can feel the difference. We should not, that's you and I, we should not go on for the next 10 years as we have been doing up to now, just talking about God. The time has now come when we must experience God. Now let us not pass lightly over this part of the teaching, because it is the most important part of it all. We must see God while we are yet in the flesh. And that means you and me, individually, here and now, without waiting to die. We must experience God through our periods of silence, through our periods of peace. This chapter is so full of instruction. Please take it seriously. Please put it into practice. Please find your inner peace. Not your peace, the inner Christ peace that flows into you. Each time you sit down, think of the statement of the Master, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, the peace that passeth understanding." Let yourself be enveloped with that peace. You will find the presence of God in that peace. And in that presence of God, you will find power, joy, dominion, healing. Healing not only for yourself, but for all those who have brought themselves within the atmosphere of your consciousness. In the old method of metaphysical healing, the first thing we did when a problem was brought to us was to answer it back, to think up some wise saying, some metaphysical or scriptural statement in some form or other, and quickly to affirm or to deny it. We are always denying some error and affirming some truth. But in this new approach, we are not going to affirm and we are not going to deny. We are going to sit quietly, achieve a sense of peace, and let that sense of peace do the work. We are going to prove that it is not the action of the human mind that heals. Did you know that peace is the healer? I knew it, sort of, but after reading this chapter and studying it and putting it into practice and remembering my dream and remembering other statements of truth, I have come to see peace is the healer, but not the peace I get from knowing that I fed the cat, paid all the bills, and the rest of the afternoon is mine to relax. Not that peace. Not the peace that comes when I take a vacation and drive up to Hot Springs and get in to a hot tub and lay back. No, not that peace. The peace that passes understanding. In a moment you think not, you are sort of suspended in silence. And then there's an inner movement. The Holy Spirit is upon you. This sense of peace, this feeling, beautiful feeling, of spiritual peace flows into you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Christ. Or just thank you. Or just a smile. That is what heals. Now, how can you convince the man in the street of that? No. he'd think you were mad. It takes years of practice to come to the state of consciousness that finally sees consciously peace is what I am. Peace is the healer. I rest in peace. As for me and my house, we rest in peace. You see, the danger of believing that your affirmation or denial is necessary, or that you have to think some kind of thought, is that if you were in a position where you could not think, you would have no help. But that can never be true, because so long as God is present, that is all that is necessary. When a thought is unfolded to us from within, that is an entirely different thing. Now, what does that mean? So many people confuse this. This is not when you're sitting there and you start to think. You start to think from rote or memory. God's grace is my sufficiency, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Even peace, be still. These are memorized quotations or scriptures or statements of truth. They carry no power. So what did he call it here? Said, when a thought is unfolded from within, now that carries with it this peace. As you sit in the silence with no thought, the mind starts to drift and wants to latch on to a statement of truth. No. You remember in the Art of Meditation? You pull it back. Nope, I'm waiting. Waiting, waiting. And suddenly there's that inner movement. It's very distinct. You know God is on the field. Christ is here. And at the same exact time, you might hear or feel, rather, you might feel you don't have to work that hard. Christ. So that's unfolded from within. And it has the power of peace because the peace descends upon you at the same time. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Learn to discern the difference. That is a divine revelation of God, announcing the presence and the power of God. It is for that very reason that we spend so much time developing the listening ear, the state of receptivity. And so he says to you, begin now to change your old basis of treatment. If necessary, do it drastically. Do it by forcing yourself to take no thought. I am asking you to come into a higher consciousness of the presence of God, a consciousness higher than that which you can attain through the action of the human mind. Let us move a step higher into the state of consciousness in which we would be if we were students of Jesus, who said, "Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." And so it is with us. And so he's asking all of us, come up higher. Come up higher. We were working on this in our meditation last week. Let us continue. Come up higher. Listen, listen, listen. Be at peace. Let that peace descend in you from the living Christ. He says, let us remember to adopt for ourselves that peaceful attitude of assurance and confidence which fills us with the peace and the power of God. That consciousness is the very presence and power of God itself. And so you want a consciousness that is open, is receptive, is listening. You want a consciousness that is listening, waiting. Those that wait upon this presence shall mount up with wings of eagles. In the Native American culture, eagle is a messenger of God. It flies way up high, receives a message, and comes down close to earth and delivers it. This is your consciousness, the messenger of God. And if you are faithful to it, and you don't try to do its job, if you are receptive to it, you will hear something like, "Peace I give unto you." And you will feel the descent of that beautiful, wonderful, freeing peace. Freeing peace of God. When we are not thinking or struggling with thought, when we are not fighting error, our consciousness is the presence and power and peace of God. This divine consciousness is not really in effect, not really effective, so long as the human mind is moving around in a circle. It is true that you cannot ever get away from the presence of God, but you do not benefit by it in such a state of consciousness, with the mind moving in a circle. You benefit only in the degree that peace descends upon you. How many times, how many ways must he say it? It's not the peace that comes when you just settle down in your chair and you feel a little peaceful. It's a definite descending of a peace from another dimension, and you can't miss it. My peace. My peace. God's peace. Christ's peace. And when it descends upon you, sometimes you have a quick, short breath. Sometimes you have a long, slow breath that you let out slowly. Sometimes you feel the presence at the same time. Sometimes you hear something whispered to you. You don't have to work that hard. I am here. Paul experienced this peace as the descent of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of God in man. There are terms used to describe what appears to us when we are not thinking, when the only thoughts filling our consciousness are God's thoughts. In the silence, God fills our consciousness far more than when any thinking of ours is taking place. It is hard for us to imagine this state of being because we are so used to the idea that we must be thinking, or that we must be holding a thought. This is not true. If we could have silence for the space of half an hour, true silence, we would find ourselves in heaven. Silence is God in action. Oh, that's just wonderful. Those five words. Therefore, when a problem confronts us, whether our own or another's, let us sit down, find that silence, and then let the solution appear. There's a rooster outside that must be on California time, or maybe Hawaiian time. Well, we're not going to get through this. We're halfway through, so we'll stop here. We'll have to remember we stopped at Paul. Thank you. Please take this seriously. Study this. But more than study, because that just involves your mind again, put these principles into practice. You find yourself sitting down to meditate. Someone maybe has asked for help, or you just feel like meditating this morning. It's okay. Go ahead and remind yourself. Now, I'm sitting here, but I'm not going to take thought. Joel put it really good in his Art of Spiritual Healing. Let me find that. Yes, he said, consciously remember as you go into your meditation that you are not praying for the purpose of changing, healing, or reforming, or correcting anything or anybody. Establish this clearly in your mind. I'm going into meditation, but there's no person involved and no condition involved. My meditation has nothing to do with the person and nothing to do with the condition. It has to do with realizing a spiritual presence, a peace right where I am. So now I am going to be silent and let that realization take place. So you see, you can begin your meditation that way, but as quickly as possible, find your inner stillness, your inner silence, and rest in it, and wait. Father, thy peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I my peace unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I am here. Blessings.